Okay, great. Let me introduce myself. My name is Dmitry Bedovsky. I work in Red Hat for several years and maintain the OpenSSH and OpenSSL. I am also involved in development of OpenSSL. I'm a member of OpenSSL Technical Committee. And my current work is dedicated to post-quantum transition in Red Hat. So first, brief reminder, why do we need post-quantum transition? There is a wide consensus that quantum computers, if they ever happen, nobody knows when, will break the traditional cryptography in sense that digital signature becomes forgeable, key generation becomes reversible, and so on and so forth. So if a malicious actor records the communication now, and they are still secret and confidential to the moment when quantum computers happen, they can get your secrets. Not sure it will happen soon, but this is considered as a threat, and it means that the technical community has to implement quantum-resistant algorithms that will be unbreakable even with post-quantum computers. So some words about challenges we have. First, as quantum computers happens, we can't trust the existing algorithms, as I mentioned before. Second, when we implement new algorithms, they are not tested for a long time enough, so we also can't trust them too. Because, for example, in the NIST contest, one of the algorithms that was moved to, even to the fourth round of the contest was completely broken without any post-quantum computers. It's a pity. It was a wonderful algorithm. So currently, a lot of efforts are related to providing so-called hybrid schemes when we use both classical algorithms and post-quantum algorithms simultaneously and combine them in this or that way. It can be two different signatures. It can be some combination of